Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with John Bookwalter. As you've evolved that side of the business, has it changed or taken any focus from the winemaking side?
Oh, the restaurant business is an 800-pound gorilla.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of moving parts.
It's the big elephant in the room all the time because it constantly demands your attention, and you're only as good as your last meal and last clean dish and clean silverware and proper setting and a server that smiles and attends to your needs as soon as you would like it, you know? And so, you know, that's constant feedback. I say we're an incredibly consumer-forward business because we face the consumer every day on everything we do. You know, the setting, the environment, how we speak, the quality of the product, food, wine, temperatures, properly cooked. You know, you think about all the touch points we have with someone and how they can grade us. It's almost, it's monumental some days. It's, you know, it's really kind of stop you in your tracks, so to speak. So I think when I look at that, it requires so much intellectual bandwidth. And so, yeah, it definitely can pull you away from wine. But at the end of the day, I mean, wine is why we're there. It's what we started with. It's still the biggest part of the revenue of our company and the biggest margin of our company. So you can't take your eye off what's the core of our business. But the food is absolutely, well, it's a huge part of what we do now. We launched a food truck this year. So, I mean, I do love the food side of our business, but it's demanding and you cannot take your eye off of it.
Bring us up to speed on your latest development, your all new building event center that you've built. I jokingly call it the Bookwalter Arena. It's huge. So tell us about it.
Yeah, that was, you know, something that that Chervino, who's the GC on it, you know, we laugh because it's the longest ongoing project they've had because I started it about 10 years ago, I think, was the first time they bid on a project. It was much smaller at the time. I think it was about 8,000 square feet the first time when we looked at this project. And I just could never get my arms around it financially. Just everything would, you know, things got in the way and I kept growing the retail side of our business. That's where a lot of our capital went. And so, you know, the stars finally aligned and here they aligned during COVID, oddly enough. But this had been on the books. So it should have been completed a year ago, but it took us another year to you know, pump the brakes, get everything in order and come back because we weren't sure how long we'd be closed down. You know, we were authorized for our building permit a year ago, March. And that's right when we got shut down, March 15th by the governor. So we were all, you know, not knowing where the world was going at the time. We had to naturally stall for a while. And then we got going again in the fall and then are just completing the project now. We're occupied, but it's 20,000 square feet, the old production facility. So this is production facility, tasting room, and offices. So everything came under one roof. I've been making wine and storing wine in other locations. And so this just puts everything in, puts it all under
all
one hood.
All on one campus.
We've always had, and I say it's an event space because the tasting room can function as an additional event space. But I've also created a lot more outdoor space, which we've, I think, been pretty good at developing on our property. And then it also, once we vacated the old building, the what I call just fiction restaurant now, the barrel room, 4,000 square foot barrel room became available to us year round now. Before it was only available occasionally when we weren't using it as a cellar, right? As it was. So the production area, this what we call the cellar and the barrel room are now available for us to grow into and use as either a new kitchen is the long-term plan for the cellar. The barrel room can become, it functions more as a full-time banquet space. We have that, you know, an acre of outdoor lawn and, you know, we threw a big wedding this weekend outdoor for a couple hundred people and our space sucks it up really well. And then we also, we had a huge event tent out back that we kind of made more into a permanent shade structure. So I think we're really built when we all come out of this COVID thing and looking for places to have events, we should be ready to go. But it really allowed, more than anything, is production space was vital to us to continue to grow and grow qualitatively because without growing qualitatively, I have no desire to grow.
Perfect. Well, John, we want to wrap this up with what we call our quick three. So these are like the three rapid fire questions we ask everybody. What's your favorite local restaurant? And you can't pick fiction.
Can I pick the food truck then? Nonfiction? you know, I would have to say that I'd go down to probably Three-Eyed Fish right around the corner.
Sure.
Yep.
Where is your favorite vacation or getaway place?
Mexico.
And what's the best job you've ever had?
I'm doing it.
Awesome. John, I want to thank you for coming in. We want to thank you for sharing your hometown story.
You bet. Thank you.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores.